The Alfa Romeo crept along Florence's Via Lugano Vespucci as Svetlana searched for a parking space.
Dermo,
she hissed to herself.
I've been around this street 5 times already. I hope Ori is still waiting at Harry's bar. Ah, someone is pulling out.
She parked and walked the short distance to Harry's, where Ori, an ex-KGB agent turned freelancer, was leaning against the outside wall smoking a cigarette. The two had never met, but earlier in the day she had emailed a description of her outfit and a coded phrase. Stubbing out the cigarette with the heel of his shoe, he stepped away from the wall and approached.
A beautiful day for ducks, is it not?
He remarked in Russian-accented Italian.
I see no ducks.
She responded with a prearranged reply.
Let us walk. Why has Sasha sent you in his place? He knows that I only answer to him.
Sasha is my father, and I was an officer in your old organization. He is not aware that we have made contact, and for the moment, I choose to keep it that way.
Understood. But how will I be paid for my services?
In the usual manner.
Agreed. I have some preliminary information.
I would prefer that we not mention the subject's name in public. Old habits die hard.
Agreed.
They continued their pace along the cobblestone street until Uri stopped.
I have just begun to gather information, and already I can see that the subject is not a professional.
And the reason for your conclusion?
Sums of money have been transferred to his personal account from a Malaysian source. A professional would have used a numbered foreign account.
But of course you assume he has something to hide.
If not, then why are you wasting my time?
Well, to reaffirm the validity of my intuition.
Ah, yes. Intuition, the foundation upon which we build our craft.